The next track was recorded before the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. That notwithstanding, I said what the H-E-L-L I said. If you want respect in death, you got to give it while you still in the land of the living. Now, back to our regularly scheduled programming. The Queen of England is an inbred jewel thief. Oh, I said it. What you gonna do? Nah-uh. Let's get into it. So, in October 2020, I was listening to a podcast called The Daily Podcast, which is on the New York Times website. And these white ladies from Ohio was talking about how they vowed to change something politically in their state after they had heard George Floyd call out for his mother. Now, all of these women are mothers, and they said that that was the call to arms, that they wanted to change something in this country, and they felt like it could be done politically. Now, Ohio had made news because it flipped from blue to red in 2016 to elect Donna Stump. Now, it's been widely publicized that white women were the ones who delivered the election to her. So these ladies got on the horn and they were talking a good game. So after the election, I went back because I was curious to see if they could get the job done. And Ohio, the white women in Ohio ended up voting for red at an even higher clip in 2020. So my takeaway was, what the hell are white women doing? I asked myself, what does it mean to be a white woman? What does it mean to be a white woman? And that's when I realized white womanhood is rooted in fantasy. They oscillate between three caricatures. Number one, the queen. Number two, the ninja. And number three, the victim. Now, none of this is serving them. And it's unfortunate because we can't reach them right now. And we need them to help us defeat white capitalist patriarchy. I decided I'm just gonna say stuff to shock them out of their virtual reality. The Queen of England is a bald-headed scallywag. White women's, you have been indoctrinated to see yourself as princesses that will mature into queens. So you really identify with Elizabeth on a cellular level? She's a kleptomaniac. You see, when you invest in this queen caricature, you vault yourself into some unearned authority that does not serve you or interactions that you have with regular people. And you just can't show up somewhere and try to tell folks what to do. That is the quickest way to get tossed out on your ass. Let's talk about number two, the ninja. When I turn on the TV and I see a 99-pound white woman who's a secret agent and an assassin sustaining herself on a diet of red wine and unbuttered popcorn, engaging in hand-to-hand combat with 12 Polish lumberjacks who are trying to breastfeed and disrupt cybersecurity, I gotta call BS. Not realistic. But white women eat that crap up. G.I. Jane is never gonna whoop Paul Bunyan in a wrestling match. That's right. I said it, huh? This ninja is a caricature of the strength using outdated modes. Being strong is not about bench pressing 450 pounds. True strength, if you really want to get down to it and talk about it, true strength is bringing life into this world. I have a Y chromosome. I don't have the opportunity to measure that kind of strength. Stop using old metrics to define something that is quantifiable in other ways. Because right now, this ninja, this 99-pound ninja, is not serving you. Because when you get a foot put in your ass in real life, then you get to crying tears that have teeth. Which leads us to number three, the victim. Do you remember that white lady in New York that was walking her dog off the leash, Amy Cooper, and she got told to put her dog on the leash because all the signs around were saying, put your dog on the leash, ho. A black man told her that. And then she got to sniffling and crying and called the police to issue a false police report. Real life is about accepting shortcomings and having the strength to be corrected. Perfection has never been an option in life. White women, you're not above reproach. This man could have been killed because she was living in her victimhood. White women's right now are lost in a spiritual Bermuda Triangle between the queen, the ninja, and the victim. Somebody ought to send the Coast Guard out to get one of them hoes. Or all of them. The first step in recovery is admitting that you have a problem. The sad part is, just like them ladies from Ohio, I hear a lot of white women talking a lot of good game. But if I run your purse and I search it, I bet y'all find Confederate money. That's it. I'ma call off the hounds. Y'all had enough. And I want to leave you with something aspirational. You see, there are a few white women who are in formation, windmilling as we speak. Women who are authority figures, the queen, highly skilled ninjas, and they're helping people. Queens, ninjas, rescuers. These individuals have made the white girl honor roll. When I call your name, please come forward to receive your avocado toast and gift certificate to Pottery Barn. Dr. Christine Fair. Now, these are actual people, by the way. Dr. Christine Fair. She's an assistant professor at Georgetown. I heard her talk on NPR about abolishing, quote, the electoral slave college, end quote. And this woman is a force of nature. Every time I hear her talk, I want to run through a wall. Dr. Fair, congratulations on your selection to the White Girl Honor Roll. The next name I'm going to call is Dominique Mocianu, Olympic gymnast, gold medalist at 14. She had the courage and the gumption to sue her parents, get out of that house. And instead of quitting gymnastics because they really did her dirty, she decided that she was going to open her own school to give kids what she did not have as a kid in gymnastics. Dominique Mocianu, congratulations on your selection to the White Girl Honor Roll. The next name I'm going to call is Holly Rowe. Holly Rowe is a sideline reporter for ESPN. She covers all sports, but I know her through women's basketball. Holly really deeply cares about the women that she covers. You can tell because they give her that love right back. So much so that when Holly got sick with cancer, the whole basketball world really rallied around her. I'm happy to say that she is in full recovery and she's still reporting, snatching wigs and weaves. Holly Rowe, congratulations on your selection to the White Girl Honor Roll. Finally, a couple, Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird, a legendary soccer player, legendary basketball player, active in the Black Lives Matter movement, active in the Say Her Name movement. Rapinoe was kneeling in solidarity with Kaepernick way back when it wasn't cute in 2016. And both have spoken out about their privilege as white activists, and they're speaking out in support of trans athletes. Megan and Sue, congratulations on your selection to the White Girl Honor Roll. Let's give all these ladies a round of applause.